air quality readings covertly taken aboard four cruise ships have found the air to be as dirty as some of the world's most polluted cities. That's according to a researcher from Johns Hopkins University. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, Alaska's air quality regulators say they'll be doing things differently this year.
Ryan David Kennedy said he'd never been aboard a cruise ship before 2017. That's the year the public health researcher booked cruises in Mexico, the West Coast, the Bahamas, and Caribbean. He brought aboard a handheld particle reader called a P-Track. He said he tried not to attract attention as he took methodical readings from the ship's smokestacks.
I would identify a place on the ship in the bow, so sort of in front of the smokestacks that the ship emissions are coming out of, and I would spend time in the bow, and then I would go to two environments that were downwind or aft of the stack.
Over 13 months and four different ships, he took readings both in port and at sea.
But the overall trend that I observed across the different ships was that the counts were a lot higher in the back of the boat.
Higher readings downwind indicated the pollution was coming from the ship's stacks, not from the port or the town. The covert study was commissioned by Stand Earth, an international environmental group. The group's Bellingham, Washington-based campaigner, Kendra Ulrich, said cruise lines could do a better job of protecting public health.
The type of particulate pollution, I mean, the counts that we were finding on board were comparable to some of, and in some cases, many times worse than some of the world's most polluted cities like Beijing, China, and Santiago.
In response to the study, Carnival Corporation released a short statement. It said these so-called flyby tests are completely ridiculous, inaccurate, and in no way represent reality. Last summer, Stand Earth launched a campaign to pressure Carnival, which commands more than 40% of the cruise market, to stop running its ships on heavy fuel oil. The industry saves money by using cheaper heavy fuel oil that's relatively high in sulfur and heavy metals. The Stand Earth report doesn't have ironclad scientific credentials. It wasn't peer-reviewed. But Kennedy said he's been as transparent as possible by publishing his raw data.
Which would, in theory, allow anyone to check my study findings.
Ed White runs the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Cruise Ship Air Quality Monitoring Program. He didn't dismiss the Stand Earth study out of hand.
It is something, new information for us, so it's something that we'll probably take a closer look at, like we do a lot of information that we receive.
Eight cruise ships ran afoul of Alaska's air quality standards in 2018. Two of the ships Kennedy cruised were cited by Alaska regulators last year for air quality violations during visits to Ketchikan. More than 130, a record number, of people lodged complaints last year with the DEC about air quality from cruise ships. This spring, DEC is installing pollution sensors around downtown Juneau. More details of the DEC's pilot program will be unveiled at a Tuesday public meeting in Juneau. That's when state regulators plan to hear community concerns about air pollution from ships. 2019 promises to be another record year, with 1.3 million passengers arriving on 37 cruise ships calling at Alaska ports. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.